Chapter 17. With his back against the mast, Sunflash faced the sea rat six at a time. Daggers stabbed, blades slashed, but naught could stand before him. The mace swung and fell, whirling in arcs, sweeping like a scythe, smashing like a sledgehammer. The sea rats fought back with desperation, but their swords snapped like twigs as the badger warrior wielded his mace so fast that it was hard for the eye to follow. His speed and strength were unmatched. On shore, the shrews covered their babes' eyes and ears as they looked away from the swaying vessel. The oar slaves, however, stood watching, grim satisfaction stamped on their thin faces. The vermin of the waves were being paid back in full for every lash mark, every chain scar, every day of near starvation, every night they had separated the oar slaves from their loved ones. An old squirrel raised a clenched paw and shook it at the hated gut prow, crying,
"Let them wreak the whirlwind they have brought upon their own evil heads."
Not one sea rat or wave vermin left the ship alive. When his terrible task was at an end, Sunflash let slip the mace from his paws and fell down in a stupor by the mast. Falrig, Ruddle and Scarlath had long since herded the shrews back behind the rocks at the shore's edge, where they ate and stayed resting until sunset scarlet fires began lighting the horizon. Then the kestrel flew out over the silent ship. Sunflash was awakened by the lonely cry of seabirds. Lowering himself over the ship's side, he washed all traces of battle from his body and cleaned off his mace in the cold water. The badger's eyes were normal now, back to their usual mild, dark brown hue. Scarlath landed nearby and watched as Sunflash took his mace and smashed two gaping holes in the gut prow, one each side, amidships just above the waterline. Placing his mace to one side, he waded into the broad stream, and bending his back and grunting with exertion, he loosened the two boulders from the stream bed and rolled them ashore. The water had been building up behind the vessel, and now that it was free of the restraining boulders, the ship sprang clear. Night winds caught the sail, billowing it out. Gut prow was off on its last voyage. Sunflash sat down on the sand beside Scarlath, his shoulders bowed wearily, saying,
"She will sail out into deep waters until the waves find those holes.